these shopping bags get lighter with each visit. As Iran battles with inflation, it is these people that suffer the most.
Prices have gone up so much that we're not able to buy basic things. Even buying simple cloth is not affordable for me. I'm not from Tehran, but even in my own city, prices are unaffordable. Prices of chicken, meat, rice, and so many other foods are increasing day by day. Everywhere in the country is the same.
Iranians have had to endure soaring inflation rates for decades. And while they may complain, there is very little they can do.
But the annual inflation rate announced in September was the highest since 1995 at 45.8%. And the figures hovered around the same mark since then. With some food supply costs seeing triple-digit increase, customers aren't only ones suffering. Some small shops are at the risk of going out of business.
Majid Ibadi sells carpets in Tehran's Grand Bazaar. For 5 years, he says, he has witnessed a steady decline in business and is now struggling to survive.
Compared to last year, prices have kept increasing. This year, even three times we have had an increase in prices. It's had an impact on our business. Income has decreased. Rent fees have gone up. My income now is half of last year. Many shops have been shut down.
The cause of the highest inflation rate in more than 25 years could be from the mismanagement of the country's economy to the fallout from the coronavirus pandemic. But many would argue it is the crippling sanctions imposed by Washington over Iran's nuclear program that is the real cause of the crisis. In 2015, Western powers had agreed to lift some sanctions against Tehran in exchange for restrictions on its nuclear activities.
Of Iran.
But in 2018, the United States, under President Trump's administration, pulled out of the deal and Washington imposed additional sanctions on Iran instead. Iran's President Ibrahim Raisi has made reviving the 2015 deal a priority. But 8 rounds of negotiations in Vienna have yielded nothing so far. Iran wants sanctions lifted immediately and a guarantee that the deal will endure beyond the Biden administration before it reduces its uranium enrichment program. The U.S. has so far refused.
Bringing inflation under control is a demand of the people, so we're taking measures to address that. And based on statistics, inflation rates are on a downward trend. It's a good beginning that could lead to a drop in high prices.
But those measures aren't having an impact in the neighborhood stores yet. And for most Iranians, the struggle to put bread on the table continues. Rasul Serdar, Al Jazeera, Tehran.